Hello, it's the 31st of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford teachers, represented by the National Educational Union, will engage in the first strike action tomorrow. A rally will then take place on Commercial Road from the Salvation Army. Teachers are requesting an inflation-adjusted raise as well as the recovery of lost wages. The Regional Secretary for the Union's Eastern Region, Paul McLaughlin, said, "The strike should not be necessary and we regret the adverse impact on parents and pupils. However, government failure to act brings us to a point where members have no choice." Six additional dates have also been scheduled for the remainder of the school year. According to the most recent census data, just over 16% of Bedford residents are living with a mental or physical disability. Scope, a charity that deals with disability-related issues, said in a statement that pubs, workplaces and public transport needed to address accessibility concerns for affected individuals. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Services were called to a flame-engulfed property in Luton's Anthony Gardens last Saturday night. The fire started in the ground floor kitchen and spread upwards, tearing through the first floor and into the roof space. Too many items had been plugged into a multi-socket extension, sparking the blaze. A spokesperson for the fire service has issued a warning to the public against overloading electrical sockets. Oliver Munro Lucas Hodge, a veteran of World War II's D-Day invasion, celebrated his 100th birthday last Friday, surrounded by generations of family. The Leighton Buzzard resident also received a birthday card from King Charles III. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.